This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1645, the Duolingo English Test with Josh McPherson. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, and today's featured guest coming to you from Denver, Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app. Did you know that if you want to go abroad, you may not have to take the IELTS or the TOEFL? Yes, there is another exam out there. And today we have our guest, Josh McPherson, on the show to tell us what we need to know about the Duolingo English Test. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Welcome, Josh, to All Ears English. I'm so excited to have you here. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's a real honor, really.
Awesome. Guys, for our listeners, today we have a guest on the show. His name is Josh McPherson from TST Prep. He focuses on TOEFL preparation, and I'm excited to talk about test prep today. But Josh, I heard that you are from New York City. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. You know, I say New York City, but it's actually Long Island. So It's a place called Valley Stream. Yeah. So a little bit outside of it. It's close
little
to
outside.
Queens.
All right. But You grew up in New York. I mean, that is a lifestyle, right? That's a life. I lived in New York for a little while in Brooklyn and Manhattan. Tell me something. Nice. Tell our audience something that we don't know about New York City and the New York City lifestyle.
Sure. Well, New Yorkers don't go to tourist attractions for the most part. I think is the biggest thing when people hear that I'm from New York, they ask me about the Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty, Times Square. I say I avoided them my whole life.
100%.
My parents were not interested in any of those places. I never went to any of them. And only after I moved abroad and came back to New York and lived in New York, I lived in Queens and Astoria for a while. Yeah. When I came back, then I actually went to those places more and started appreciating them a bit more.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. That's so true. When I lived there, I used to hang out around Union Square a lot. Right. And to me, that was like the Times Square for locals.
Right. Right. Yeah. The cool Times Square.
It's the cool Times Square. But yeah. I guess our listeners, if they do visit New York, I mean, how can you go and not swing through Times Square? Right.
Of course.
But, yeah. So balance it out, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an experience. And you definitely should do the tourist stuff. I do recommend it. But for people who live there, it's like it's so busy. It's so expensive. You know, it's the last place you want to go.
Absolutely. I love it. So it's great to have a New Yorker on the show. So today, Josh, we're actually not talking quite as much about TOEFL. We're going to talk about the new kid on the block, right? The new test that's out there, which is the Duolingo English test. And I first heard about this right when the pandemic came out because, you know, we do IELTS here at All Ears English. We don't do TOEFL. And I saw this on the horizon and we want to learn more about it and where it's coming from, why people are choosing this test and who might want to go for this. So can you give us a little bit of background about this exam?
Sure. Yeah. So I think most people are in the same boat as you, that they didn't really know about this test until the pandemic, really.
Yeah.
TOEFL and IELTS and these bigger tests, traditionally, you take them only in a testing center.
Sure.
And so with COVID and with the pandemic, the testing centers were closed for a long time.
Yes.
And some of them are still closed now.
Right.
And so, you know, IELTS and TOEFL, I know more about TOEFL than IELTS. TOEFL, yep. they responded by having an online version of the test.
Okay.
TOEFL test online or something like that. It's mm-hmm. still available now and students can still take it. But that was a response probably 6 months or so after the pandemic when things were really dragging on.
Yes.
So there were students who couldn't wait. Wanted to apply to university or college in the States or in Canada.
Yep.
And the universities turned to the Duolingo English test because really it was the only thing that was available at the time that students could take online.
Interesting. And so tell us a little bit about the format of the test. If our listeners have never heard of it, they've never seen it. I mean, where do we take it? What does it look like? All of those details, just a little bit.
Yeah, so I would definitely recommend going to Duolingo English Test, I think .com or something like that. And mm-hmm. there's a free practice test, 15 minutes, really simple. And I think the biggest difference between this test and IELTS or TOEFL is that it's simple, actually. IELTS and TOEFL are pretty complicated, hard tests that you have to learn about. You have to learn mm-hmm. how to take the test, how to answer the questions, and so on.
Yes.
There's a little bit of that in Duolingo English Test, but there's only 10 questions in total.
Oh my gosh, 10 questions.
So there's 10 questions. Let me rephrase that. 10 question types in total.
Okay.
So 10 question types in total, and probably about, I'd have to look at my documents, but about 50 questions in total. So a lot fewer questions, And the 10 question types are pretty simple to understand. I mean, you know, you take a practice test, you see them once each, and you get a good sense of what to do. I could talk in more detail about each type, but really that's the general sense of what it is. It's much simpler.
Okay, it's more simple. And you do it at home, is that right? Are there test centers for this or is it 100%? Could you do it on a mobile as well? Are we talking about taking a test while we're going to the train, or what are we talking about here?
one big thing with any test that TOEFL talks about and IELTS and so on is security.
So they
have to make sure it's a secure test and the scores are reliable. So no, you can't take it on your phone. I'm pretty sure about that. You have to take it in a room and you can't be interrupted. There's a camera on you the whole time that tracks your eye movement. So so you actually can't look down at your desk. So you can't take notes during this test. If you look away, if somebody comes into your room, the test score is canceled immediately. So one way that they try to make sure that it's secure is by having very strict rules that the students have to follow. Now, this is a good thing. You could take it online. It's secure. It's also a bad thing because some students they get their test scores canceled, you know, over and over and over again. And they're very frustrated, you know, I'm looking at my computer, but they cancel my score. My uncle came into my room and it canceled, you know, whatever it is.
That does sound frustrating.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
And so what institutions are accepting this? Are we seeing, I've heard some big name places. You can let us know. I mean, who's accepting it now? And where do you see this going in terms of its place in the world of the big guys, right? The IELTS, the TOEFLs. Where do you see IELTS, the Duolingo test coming up? What do you see its place?
Well, you know, I couldn't list all the schools because there's over 15,000 schools.
Oh, wow.
That accept it at this point. So nice. It was probably a couple hundred a year ago or less than 1,000 a year ago. And in 1 year, it's grown to I don't know the percentages, but a lot of schools in North America accept it. So if you're applying to go to school in USA or Canada, you probably can take the Duolingo English test instead of the IELTS or TOEFL. And especially if you're going for an undergraduate degree. You're going for like an MBA or something like that, it might be different. But in general, if you want to study abroad in the US or Canada or even the UK, you probably can take the Duolingo English test.
Okay, good to know. Very exciting. And it is a bit cheaper. Is that right? How much does it cost to take this test?
Yeah, so it's $50.
Okay.
So the TOEFL is like 200, 220. And it takes about between 30 minutes and an hour to finish.
Okay.
The TOEFL takes 3.5 hours. So if you have a choice, it's... As a student, if you have a choice, it's kind of a no-brainer. You should just take the test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes me think about, you know, for the IELTS exam, because our listeners know we do a lot of IELTS stuff here.
Right.
A lot of it is about getting to know the test, which
in
some ways you think about it, it's not quite fair because how does that test my fluency by just knowing the test? So it sounds like Duolingo is really trying to address just how fluent are you, right?
Yeah. I think that's one of the strengths of the test, actually, is that when you actually see the question types, they're kind of hard in a way that's like, either you know it or you don't. You know, you couldn't really, like, I have a course on it, you know, I teach students about it, I teach strategy about it and that kind of thing, but it's not really as heavy on strategy as it would be for TOEFL. Like the strategy is much lighter. And so I encourage students to kind of just, you know, use some strategy, practice with Duolingo English tests materials and stuff like that. But then also just, you know, if you're not doing well, you kind of need to get your English up, you know, however you want to do that. Besides just test prep. I think there is, you know, IELTS and TOEFL do have some what's called in the field washback, which is like through the process of preparing for the test, you do improve your skills in English.
Sure.
You know, even though for TOEFL, they have a reading question that's like a negative factual information question. You know, you'll never need to know that except for TOEFL.
Right.
But, you know, by learning about this question type, you could improve your English skills. There is some argument for that. But for the most part, Duolingo is much better at reducing the amount of test jargon you have to learn.
Absolutely. I think this is a good thing. I mean, anything that can lower the barrier for our listeners, right? Our students to live their dreams, because, you know, here we like to talk about, okay, once we get past IELTS, what's the goal? Keep in mind the dream life that you want. You want to move your family somewhere. You want a job in a lab in a university somewhere. What do you want? Right. So this is going to lower the barrier to entry. Are there any drawbacks to taking this test that you can think of?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for administrators, it's new. So if you're an administrator, you might be a little nervous about if the test is accurately representing if students are ready to go to university. The TOEFL is designed for academic life.
Yeah.
The other thing is that this isn't really a drawback for the test, but just something students should know is that it's probably not going to be accepted for like professional stuff. Like some students take TOEFL to be a nurse or to be a pharmacist or something like that. That dual English test probably won't go to those fields. It'll stay in the kind of university landscape. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you want to be a licensed pharmacist and you're hoping to take the dual English test, I would say I wouldn't count on that day to come. It's mostly for and seems to be fitting university applications.
Okay. And undergrad mostly, you said just undergrad, not as much PhD, master's.
I would say yes. For the most part, I think it depends on the school. Definitely, as I always recommend, contact your school. It should be, it's mostly for undergraduates because, you know, the test is simple and straightforward. And, you know, if somebody is going to be an MBA student, they have to have a I mean, it's pretty tough.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be an MBA student, you know, in a way you should sit down and learn an exam and show the ability to do that in a way. That right. is a test in itself of ability to study and sit down and character and that kind of thing. I guess you could think of it that way. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So there's, like we said before, there's a new player in town. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Josh, let us know where our listeners can go to learn more about this test and learn more about what you do with the TOEFL exam and to connect with you.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm pretty active on YouTube. So if you just Google TST Prep or TOEFL, you'll probably find our channel.
Okay.
And also the website, tstprep.com. We have a lot of free practice for TOEFL right now and Duolingo in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have a bunch of free practice as well. So yeah, the website and YouTube would be great.
All right. Thanks for hanging out today. It's been great to talk with you today, Josh, and meet with you. And guys, go over and check out Josh's website and what he's doing on YouTube. All right. Thanks a lot, Josh, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Lindsay.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.